You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and/or setbacks, and more. Today, we are speaking with singer-songwriter Kyle Hutton, who recorded 4 CDs, played high-profile shows, and had Texas music-charting songs while employed in a traditional corporate capacity since taking a faith-induced leap towards his passion, which included an immediate 6-figure pay cut. Hutton's organization, Real Life, Real Music, has become one of the most respected organizations of its kind in the Americana music industry. Grammy Award winner and best-selling cowboy artist of all time, Michael Martin Murphy, summed it up like this: Real Life, Real Music is one of the finest programs in the world. Kyle is here to talk to us today about finding profitability in your passion. Kyle, certainly a pleasure and privilege to have you a part of the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Eric, it is a pleasure to be on and be recognized, so thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Certainly deserving as well. So how do you dispel the don't quit your day job mentality? So let's start there.
Yeah, well, Eric, first, you know, I had to do a lot of soul searching to get there, so I don't know that there is a real easy answer to that. I think, you know, my life has definitely been guided by a hand that's bigger than mine, and I've tried to take steps when I knew to take them. But I think that despite kind of popular belief, or despite the culture that we live in, that says, hey, you need to get out of high school, you need to go to college, you need to hop on the treadmill, and you need to become basically a part of the American economy as defined by what you see on television and everything else. It took me a long time to figure out that there were other opportunities than what I had been marketed when I was going to a major university. You know, that there is this whole entrepreneurial opportunity out there for those individuals that want to take it, where you can discover your passion, you can execute the talents and skills that you have and turn that into an opportunity to provide for your family. And it doesn't have to simply be a starving artist thing. If music or art or anything in the creative realm is your passion, you don't have to fall for the old don't quit your day job because you're going to starve as an artist rhetoric that floats around out there.
Well said. Now, tell me, what steps lie between where, let's say, I am right now and finding profitability in my passion?
Well, Eric, I would say the number one thing is figure out exactly what your passion is. You know, there are a lot of things that sound like a good idea, but in the realm of, you know, music and the arts specifically, the one common denominator that I have seen amidst all of the successful songwriters and artists that I've had the opportunity to interview through our Real Life Real Music program over the last 7 years, the common denominator has been they would be doing it whether they were making $1 or making $1 million. So the first thing that you have to determine is, what is that for you? What is it for you that's going to wake you up in the morning and keep you going, even on those days where things are not profitable? So to me, that's the first step in moving towards creating profitability, is finding that thing that you're most passionate about, that you're just not going to quit until it works. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, then you have to have some sort of a plan of execution. And for me, that was, here I am in corporate America with a wife and 3 kids, and everything looks great on the outside, and everything looks great from a quote-unquote American dream perspective. However, I feel like I was put here to do something else, and that something else is going to make a lot less money in the beginning, and number two is going to be a really, you know, long, hard road compared to the things that I've been able to achieve from a corporate perspective. So knowing what your passion is, number two, identifying your current situation and figuring out what the next steps are. And number three, regardless of how planned out you are, at some point, it's probably going to feel like a leap of faith. At least it did for me. You know, I think back to those Indiana Jones movies where he had to step out on off of the cliff before he could figure out that there was actually a clear sheet of glass that was going to take him across the big cavern. So at some point, there is a leap of faith that has to occur. For me and my family, that was a scary step, but it was one that we knew we needed to take in order to achieve any kind of profitability in that business.
Now, if you're doing what you're passionate about, is it more difficult to make objective business decisions?
I would say absolutely. I think absolutely, and I think that's why you've got to you have to have a plan or a mission statement that you can weigh what you're doing. Every new idea that you have, that you can weigh that against something that is constant. Because for me, in the music business, there are a whole lot of opportunities and a whole lot of things that I would like to pursue or like to say yes to. But because it does take so much work in order to make this business profitable, there's a huge opportunity cost for my time. So if the things that I'm spending time on are not core to our mission, then it can be totally destroying my ability to create profitability within that mission, within our passion. And so I think being able to be objective and step back from the emotion of the situation and say, does this truly fit with the mission and the plan that we have in place is really important when you're dealing in a business where you're pretty much living from your heart.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, today we are joined by Kyle Hutton, singer, songwriter, and founder of RLRM here on the eMusician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kyle, what are the biggest roadblocks to success within your passion?
Goodness, that's a great question. Let's see. I think what we just talked about making objective decisions, is one, because, you know, being in the creative environment, for me, you know, it requires that I have a certain amount of time to spend on vision, a certain amount of time to just spend, dreaming up what the next events or, what the next additions are going to be, to our revenue streams. And because I'm a dreamer by nature, which makes me a songwriter and an artist and all the things that allow me to perform my passion, I can definitely get lost out in la-la land, out in dream world. And so I would say one of the roadblocks is simply setting aside a certain portion of my day every day for the administrative tasks, for the more mundane business side of the music business tasks that I don't like to have to do. I'd much rather be, you know, talking to you, Eric, or in the room writing a song than making sure that, you know, we've got enough money for payroll and that we're getting taxes done and beginning of the year planning and all that kind of stuff taken care of. So I would say that is one of the roadblocks. And then, you know, another is for me, for years, I was not clear on exactly what my passion was and exactly what I wanted to do. So a very needed roadblock was my family and the people that are close to me, that were smart enough to say, Kyle, you know, you don't need to make any jumps from where you are to where you think you want to go until you have a really clear vision of that. So, that was definitely a roadblock, but it was definitely one that was valuable because it made me really determine what it was we were setting out to accomplish before we took that leap.
Lastly, tell me what doors have opened since you transitioned from traditional career to living your passion.
Wow, you know, we go back to that thought process of you know, leap and the net will appear, or back to the, you know, you've got to take a walk off the cavern before you find out that there was actually a transparent bridge there that you didn't see. And we've seen visuals like that. And for me, it really was that way. I was a partner in a consulting firm in Houston, Texas, that was doing well. And all the while, I knew that this was not what I was put here to do, and it wasn't what I was going to spend the rest of my days doing. And so in stepping out, really, from my perspective and faith for what I believe I was called to do, it was like the universe aligned and all of these doors started opening, and things that I would have tried to manufacture in the past as opportunities began to just show up, not the least of which was walking into a new restaurant type venue in the Woodlands, Texas, about 7.5 years ago, that had just been built, and it looked really cool from the outside. And I grabbed my wife and said, let's go have lunch over at this new place. And we went in. There was a stage. We met the owners. It was a beautiful old barn from Kentucky that had been repurposed as a restaurant here. And that place, Do-Si-Do, has quickly become one of the top listening rooms in the nation. And we've been strategic partners with them from the beginning in having, you know, some of the first sold out shows that that venue ever had, where we brought in songwriters and did our VH1 storytellers style interview. And we've interviewed the most successful songwriters on the planet right there in this venue in the Woodlands, Texas, and collected that in audio recordings that is now a syndicated radio program across 8 markets in Texas and in California. And so that's just one example of one door that opened once my skills and my talents were aligned with my passion and we had positioned ourselves in order to execute. So that would be one of the big ones, would be finding the venue where we began recording our syndicated radio program.
Well, you certainly have made it happen. Really good to hear your story. It's very inspiring, I'm sure, not only for me, but for the listener. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information, not only on your company, but also where they can connect with you personally online?
Absolutely. As a writer and an artist, you can contact me through kylehutton.com. Or you can, you know, go to any of the social media networks and just look up Kyle Hutton and contact me that way. To find out more about Real Life Real Music, our syndicated radio program, our children's songwriter programs, and all the other things that we do through Real Life Real Music, you can visit reallifereelmusic.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the entrepreneurs listening in?
You know, I would just say find what you love and do that. And if you, you know, kind of the bottom line is, if you love it enough, it will happen. And if you love it enough, whatever the results are from your efforts will be enough. I believe everybody was put here to do something. And when you find that, the rewards are financial, but they're also internal. You know, find what you love and focus on that.
You've just heard from Kyle Hutton, singer, songwriter, and founder of Real Life Real Music. And you can check out his information and be in contact by visiting reallifereelmusic.com as well as kylehutton.com. Kyle, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Eric, thanks for the work you do, and thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome, and best of success to you moving forward. And now let's listen to a clip of Kyle Hutton's work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show right here on EPN.
And my grandpa used to take us down to Dozier's, and he'd buy a pound or two of barbecue. And we'd sit out on the front steps and listen to his stories and eat beef jerky and drink our Mountain Dew. But where does all the time go? It slips away and leaves these memories. Now I just want to go back and get back to the things that made me me. When I was just a boy down here in Texas, summer was the time that I loved best. We'd pack up and head out west from Houston to the Guadalupe where we'd camp and swim and rest. Oh, yeah. Texas, I'd lie awake and dream about my life, and I'd picture in my mind a ranch outside the county line, and a pretty little Texas girl to be my wife. Now I got me two little boys down here in Texas, and it looks like all my dreams are coming true, 'cause now I get to pack up and go back to my childhood and show them all those things I love to do. The time go, it slips away and leaves these memories. Now I just wanna go back and get back to the things that made me me. Yeah, I just wanna go back and get back to the things that made me me. I'm gonna show them all the things that made me.
This is the ePodcast Network.